views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
Hey, everybody. This is Sean. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Jen. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience your soul path.
Each Tuesday on TransformationRadio.com, we will have some of the most gifted healers, authors, and artists helping you turn your obstacles into opulence.
All right. We are so excited to be here. I just feel really good today.
Oh, me too. Thanksgiving week, short work week. A lot of exciting things going on. A lot of things to be thankful for. I know you're probably feeling like that after the game the other day.
Yeah, I'm so happy about my Broncos. And we are currently number one in the AFC West, which is exciting. I think we all were hoping that we'd have a good year. We've been hoping that for, you know, the last 10. So we're excited that Manning's doing his job, and hopefully we'll get to the playoffs and, you know.
You guys are doing well. I got to give it to you. The Broncos are doing well. And they, dare I even say, they're even talking maybe SB Super Bowl. So we don't want to jinx that. Good luck to the Broncos. My Lions are in first place. There's just four or five teams ahead of us, which means we're at the bottom. So,
I'm like, first place? I don't think so. What, you know, it's Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving's in 2 days. I think it's a time for, it's kind of like, wow, this is already here. And it's exciting because, for me at least, I've been working really hard, or we've been working really hard these last 6-7 weeks, and it's kind of like I get to take a little bit of a breather and a break. And I think we also wanted to talk about everyone's attitudes towards the upcoming holidays. Thanksgiving then kicks it off for all the other festivities that go on through, you know, January.
You kind of kicked that off last weekend. How was that class you taught?
Oh, it was great. It was the Nuts and Bolts of Mediumship class, and it was opening up people's awareness to being able to communicate with crossed over loved ones, friends, spirit. And so I had a great turnout, and people that maybe have never thought about, you know, thought about the ability to communicate with spirit were there. And so if nothing else, I think it opened up their possibilities and their awareness. And it was a really fun class because holidays is a time where we miss our family members sometimes the most, or our friends that are no longer here. And so we can know that we can always talk to spirit anytime. So it was a good class.
So applying that awareness toward new attitudes for the upcoming holidays is a central theme of today's show. Making the holidays more about giving of self rather than of gifts.
Absolutely. I think that during this time, people always say, oh, I'm, you know, what are you thankful for? And I think that we can learn to be thankful or have gratitude, not just during the time, these times, the holidays, but all year long.
Yeah. I've always liked the term, the phrase, and this applies to children and also each other. What you put in someone will last much longer than the physical gift you can never give them.
Absolutely.
You know, so
how many ties can you get? How many bottles of cologne can you get?
Well, wait a minute. We're talking about cologne now. Let's pump the brakes. This is cologne now. So we'll be talking about the art of giving thanks today and how you can use being thankful to move forward in your life. Now, you're probably thinking, well, how can I do that? Right?
I want to know how to do that.
Okay.
I want to know how to be thankful.
Okay.
What is, I mean, tell everybody, what is to you, what is being thankful? I mean, what does that mean to you?
Well, by definition, being thankful means to be appreciative.
Okay. For me, it feels like a feeling or expressing of gratitude.
Yeah, that's,
and it's very, for me also, it's a feeling or a heart-centered feeling in my heart where you kind of feel that warm sensation. That to me is a feeling of thankfulness.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. So today we'll share how your intuition guides you to be thankful, share how thankful is really the soul wanting to be forgiven, and I'll explain that later. And we'll share what's released and how your spiritual palate is cleaned for true prosperity to flourish.
You know, with Thanksgiving being a few days away, like I said earlier, everyone's talking about being thankful. But today we really want to dive into how do you arrive to that thankfulness and feel it all year, not just during the holiday season. I think that sometimes people say, yes, I'm thankful, but it's almost like asking the question, how are you? People ask you all the time, how are you, Sean? How are you, Jen?
Yeah.
And I'm questioning you really, is that's just like a courtesy question? Do they really want to know the answer? I sometimes feel thankfulness or gratitude is kind of the same way. Oh, I'm feeling gratitude. When there's really a process or it's a step. It's kind of a healing process.
Well, a lot of that too goes hand in hand with not only how you receive something and respond, but how you give it. Do you blindly just ask people, how are you doing? Do you say it because it's automated, like
right.
whatever, you know? You know, I know a few people, a couple of people actually, if you ask them how they're doing, they're really going to tell you. So be careful what you ask. And that's neither good or bad. It's just a statement. So with that being said, nobody really begins at being thankful. Based on my own personal experiences, there seem to be stages to get to this point for being thankful. So this is what I've kind of come up with, and it's all stages. There are five stages. Stage one is anger. Something has happened to you, loss of a job, relationship, you lost your car, your home. Something bad has happened to you, and you're carrying anger, which you have a right to feel.
So is it something bad, or is it a challenging experience?
Something challenging, a challenging experience. We don't want to use the term bad on the show.
Next stage, stage two, would be what we call revenge. And revenge could be the, you know, wanting to punish someone, something, you know, some way, somehow you're going to, you know, somebody's going to be punished. That might even be yourself. And which then leads to
stage three, mourning the loss. Now, this is a very important step. Okay. It means you're hanging on to something that you thought you were supposed to have or what you thought was supposed to be a part of your life.
Stage four, after you experience the first three stages, the anger, the revenge, and the mourning, stage four would be what we would call gratitude or gratefulness. You've kind of made it through the storm. You've made it through some of the lessons, and you have seen the true blessing in what and why this may have happened, or what the true blessing, and then it can show you by being grateful or having gratitude how you can actually continue on your true path.
Right. And finally, we have stage five, thankfulness. You're so happy you made it through all the challenges. You want to share with everybody and pay it forward to everyone. You want to tell everybody so that they don't have to go through it. And you're just really proud of yourself, which you should be. So people, the thing you want to remember is that all of us know someone that has been through these stages. Some people stay stuck in certain stages. Some people stay angry. Some people stay vengeful. Some people stay mourning of a loss. And it's fine to feel those feelings, but it's not fine to stay there.
And I think sometimes, too, in this different stages, that you may go through each one, each of the five stages, and then you find yourself back to stage one again. For example, tell a quick little story about Sean and I moved to New Mexico in 2009, and we both felt like we were being led by, you know, the creator to move and buy a farm. So we knew nothing about farming, and we bought a little 5-acre farm. And so we get down there, and it, you know, it's kind of shenanigans moving down there. And we get down there, and Sean decides he's going to irrigate the back lot.
Oh, yeah, because the house had been vacated for 2 or 3 years, and the farmland hadn't been irrigated in that time, so you had a lot of interesting insects that made their way and homes into the ground. And when I irrigated, you had this wave of bugs come rushing to the house. Like, literally the back of our house at the time was covered in insects. Sorry, I don't mean to gross some of you out.
But so I keep looking out because I don't like bugs, and I just don't like bugs, period. Look out the shutters and I see all these crickets on the wall. That was kind of my first, you know, slap in the face, as you will, and realizing what the heck did we do? We left this.
But did you think at that point we had made a mistake?
I started to just kind of wonder if we made the right decision. We had left a home in Colorado and moved down there, and everything lined up, so it felt really right intuitively for us.
Right.
And then when things started happening, that was just one of many, you know, that I always equate that property to like the money pit. It's like the money just kept flying out the bank account. So the bugs were just a sign to me. And then at some point, so I went through all the stages. At one point I told Sean, I'm leaving. You can stay.
Now, for all the guys listening, okay, I'm going to tell you something. If you found a woman you love and she says, hey, I'm moving back to Denver, whether you come or not, you can either stay where it's good weather or you can follow the woman you love to the end of the earth. And I think we know how that turned out, because now we have another kid, Brayden.
And it was interesting how it kind of played out that, you know, fast forward a couple of years, I guess.
Yeah.
We were still there, and then an opportunity came up for me to get a promotion and move back to Denver. So even after we left, I still went through all the stages of anger, revenge. I wanted revenge on what I thought was a bad situation for us financially. But then I realized that I was grateful and had gratitude for that experience. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about that. And so you're listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio with Sean and Jen. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about the art of thankfulness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, you're listening to The Sean and Jen Show. I'm Sean, and our topic today is the art of giving thanks.
Before the break, we were discussing the five steps to truly being thankful. And just to recap those, first was anger, second was revenge, third was mourning, five was gratitude, and four was gratitude, and five was being thankful.
Right.
And hoping that this is actually a practice or something that you'll bring into your everyday awareness, and it'll become authentic when you say to somebody, I really am truly thankful for whatever it is in your life, that you really can feel it to the core of your being and not just something that you say.
Right, right.
So before, when we were talking about, when people are angry, sometimes I think anger can be a very good thing. When you're angry, it kind of brings this awareness to you, and you're like, where is this coming from? And it's usually because something has happened to you, or you feel like something has happened to you, maybe in what would be considered a negative thing, like a loss of a relationship, something's not going right in your job, or you made a change and still things aren't any different. So there comes the anger. Usually anger, I think, is really focused on the self. But you also internalize it to other people.
Right, right.
So there, and when you do that, when you say, okay, this isn't about me, this is about somebody, you automatically want to blame someone else or something else, then you want that revenge. You want
that's
to punish
that,
someone some
that's
way.
That's that inward, what they say, that inward projection out or our projection in or whatever.
Right.
You carry anger, but you act out on everyone else.
Right, exactly. So... And then the third step that we also want to cover is the mourning. So it's the mourning of the loss or something that we feel that is a loss of something that may or may have not been truly yours to have.
Right. And it can be anything. It doesn't necessarily, it isn't subjective to just a relationship or a car. It could have been a position you apply for that you really think you wanted and you were disappointed you didn't get it. Or the lottery ticket that millions of people think they get every Wednesday or Saturday.
Right. Sometimes the action of kindness towards others can help you move past anger and wanting revenge, and it can also get you much closer to being thankful.
Right.
So I always say that you want to let yourself mourn the loss of what you thought you were supposed to have or be, and accepting it is really the key to moving forward.
Wait, I want to stop right there because this just reminded me of a song that Jen told me about when we first met. And it's a country song. I forget the name of the artist. I'm sure she can look it up and tell me. But it's called Thank God for Unanswered Prayers. We kind of mentioned this a couple of shows back. And somehow this theme keeps coming up. So... Be thankful that some of your prayers weren't answered because it wasn't the right thing for you to have at that time anyway. You know, your plan and the Creator's plan are sometimes two completely different plans. And that's another way of showing your being thankful when you make it through that. I just want to share that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think that song is a Garth Brooks song.
Garth Brooks?
Thank God for Unanswered Prayers. One of the things I think that helps kind of get the anger out of you and helps you kind of move through the steps is writing out your feelings on paper or sending an actual note in the mail. So if you feel like you want to send somebody a note expressing your feelings, you can do that way. Or if there's really nobody to write a note to, you can just write out. I always suggest to people, write out all the anger, get all of it out, and then just burn it. Don't keep it. Don't keep that energy in your life. Don't save it so you can read it at a later date. I always say, write it out and then burn
the letter. And that is so true. It works, everybody. Trust me, it works. If you have something heavy on you and you can't, maybe it's not person specific, but you have to get something off your chest, writing a letter and burning it is a great way to facilitate that.
The other thing I think is letting yourself feel the emotions. Sometimes in our society, we encourage people to move on or just get over it. The statement, "it is what it is such a dismissive statement to me. I think it's better to, in our society, and this is with our work life or family, we're like, it is what it is, move on. And I think that's a dismissive statement because I think it's really important to feel it and then get it out of you so you can move on.
But you don't stay there.
Right. You're just feeling
it. Like you say, yeah.
I think that you feel it, you let it, whatever you need to do to feel that anger or that disappointment and the feelings of revenge or mournfulness, and then get it out of you so you can move to a point of being grateful for what you do have in your life and for what is working in your life.
So that being said, is there anything that you can relate to in that regard where you felt like, hey, I'm really pissed off right now, and you felt that and you were in the mourning process and you had to let it go? Is there anything you can think of? I'm not saying pick one, but
there's so many.
Wow.
I think just establishing even just boundaries with our relationship and getting angry about something and then just letting it out and then saying, let's move on. Let's There was a thing. We're both different people, so that's one example. But I want you to give an example because I gave the farm example. I want you to give an example.
So you want me to give an example of letting myself mourn,
or just anger, feeling the anger, and then the revenge, and then the mourning.
Okay, I, and this can apply to anything. This isn't specific towards me, but I'll share part of an experience. I was living in another city, and I had a whole nother life, and I was. Had a job and I decided to start a business because I knew I wanted to start a business at the time, but I didn't like the city I was in. And I think at that point I was unhappy overall because I didn't like being where I was. So I kind of settled for a lot of things and it cost me. So that being said, after things didn't work out, I was angry for a long time. And I felt revengeful, and I felt vengeful. And then on top of that, I mourned. And I think I mourned too long, to be honest, because it held me back from some, it kept me from looking at some really good opportunities that may have popped up ahead of me, where maybe I could have moved to Colorado sooner or whatever, But that mourning.
So how did you get to a place where you went through all that? And that sounds like a period of years.
Yeah, it was.
And where did you finally then become grateful and thankful for that experience to lead you to where you are now?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
I became grateful after I met you. Well, I did. Well, did I? I didn't mean to take it there on you. I'm just telling you,
No.
I was really grateful because you presented a whole world of possibilities for myself that I didn't give myself a chance to deserve to look at.
Right.
And there are little situations in there. Other smaller five-step situations that happened in there, When I moved out here, things didn't exactly work out the way I wanted, even before I met you, and I had a job and wasn't making enough money, and you're just scraping the bottom of the barrel, but you just want to get to the top and you want to do something.
But I think you should give yourself more credit because I think it happened actually, and I'm just saying this, before you met me. It's actually when you came here to Colorado.
I took the step.
Right.
Right.
And you started to show more, or you were more grateful or more thankful at that moment, not just because you met me.
Right. But you were a big part of that though,
One of the other things I think is interesting that you said is to let yourself mourn, but don't let yourself mourn for years and years.
Right.
Mourn what you thought was your path, what you thought you were doing at the moment, you thought you made the right, you only can make decisions based on what you know at the time.
Exactly.
And then I think the other thing is, you know, asking for that inner guidance and strength, tapping into your intuition for next steps. Sometimes your intuition is going to lead you down a path that maybe it's not the end result that you're looking for, but it's a step.
Hold that. You just said something. Mourning, when you're mourning the loss, something just triggered. How many of us have beat ourselves up for decisions we've made in the past? That falls right in line with mourning the loss of something that you thought should have worked out but didn't.
Right.
And a lot of us are stuck in stage three, you know. A lot of us are stuck in stage three. And I say us because I've been through it. Jen's been through it. I know people now going through it. You know, and I love everybody enough to share that you don't deserve to stay in stage three.
And I think when you stay in that mournful place, it prohibits you from moving to the grateful or the gratitude and being thankful. And being having gratitude and being thankful is being in the present. And if you're mourning, you're not being in the present. You're not living in the present. You're living in the past. So we want to continue to talk about this subject. We want to move forward to gratitude and giving thanks, but we're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show.
Booyah.
Sean and Jen will be, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the art of giving thanks. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day, and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride. And the walls have grown sturdy, and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside.
Hey, we're back with the Sean and Jen Show, and we're discussing the art of giving thanks.
Before the break, we were talking about the steps, anger, revenge, and mourning, and what you can do to move past those emotions to be in a state of gratitude and thanks most of the time. Right?
Right.
That's the
right.
goal most of the time.
Right. Yeah, we covered the first three stages, which was anger, revenge, and mourning of a loss. Now we're going to cover gratitude and giving thanks, which are stages 4 and 5. Okay, so number one, you want to start small, feeling gratitude for some of the things we may have taken advantage of every day, such as I may not be where I want to be, but I'm grateful that, i.e., I have a job, i.e., my children are healthy, i.e., our parents are doing great. We have you don't have to worry about a meal every day. We have indoor plumbing. Laugh if you want, but it's something, you know, people take that for granted. Electricity. A lot of people in quote unquote third world countries do not have these things, and they live a totally different life. So be thankful for the little things that you have.
And then one quote that we talked about earlier was, I may not be where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I was.
That's right.
The other thing I think is really important when you're getting to that space of gratitude and giving thanks is sharing what you have with others. You know, there may be someone who needs something but is afraid to ask. It's whether it's time, services, or advice. I think so many people are afraid to ask the question because they don't want to feel foolish or look foolish. They feel like everyone, you know, has the answers, and they don't. They don't want to ask the question, well, how do I get to this place? I really want to change my life, but I don't know how. And making yourself available to others and withholding your judgment, so staying neutral. But service, I think service is so important when you want to feel better about your life or yourself or your situation, giving and serving other people. And I think this goes for people, businesses, anything that you want to feel better. It's really about service.
That's true. I think service is a very important thing, because it not only helps the individual that that's in front of you, but it's for yourself also.
Right.
And it's an internal spiritual healing.
Right. The other thing is opening up your heart and letting your intuition guide you to respond with love no matter what. And people say, well, it's easy to say I'll respond with love, but how does somebody really do that? You know, Sean, how do you respond with love?
Oh, you listen from within, and you let your soul guide you. There's something inside of you saying, hey, this is the right thing for you to do. It may not, with all the chaos that's around it, this is the right road. This is the right step. This is the right direction.
No, the question I was asking you is, how do you respond with love? Not.
Oh, I'm sorry. How do you respond with love?
Right.
Oh, through your actions or through, I would say through your actions. No?
No, I'm just smiling.
Oh, you just giggled at me.
As spiritual beings living in the human experience, our first reaction is to hurt those who've hurt us first. But the bigger action is to be thankful and forgive them and look at them from a higher self experience, or more from a higher self perspective, rather, than just looking at them as, you did me wrong, so now I'm going to do you wrong. Right. So I think that's what really responding with love is about.
Right. Respond. My mom raised me with the golden rule, do unto others as you want others to do unto you. And it sounds easy, and it can be easy. But when you let all this other crap get in the way of it and mire your decisions, then it's not such an easy thing. But the easiest thing to do is to forgive and help serve, be of service, and be non-judgmental. A lot of times people that you may go to help service, to help, don't want your judgment. They just need help. They know they may have made a mistake. They may know that they're in a bad place. They don't want you to they don't want to be reminded of that. They just want somebody to be there and love them unconditionally. And that's a really big step going towards gratitude and being grateful.
What are you grateful for? Just one thing. Don't give me a list. Just one.
The health of our parents.
You said that earlier today. A lot of people don't have their parents around.
Right.
So I think that's really important. I also think that being honest with your true feelings. So many people aren't honest with other people or themselves. And when you say thank you to somebody and you say, I really appreciate you, I appreciate everything that you've done, or whatever it is, I just appreciate you being you and saying thank you, that means so much to somebody. I know the people in our lives that, you know, that we have, say, for example, the Janelle who watches Braden for us.
Right.
And I just always tell her every day, thank you so much for, you know, loving my son is the way you do. Thank you for being you. And I'm not sure that she hears that all the time, but it just feels, I know she feels good and I know I feel good because I really deep down mean it, because if I didn't have her, then I couldn't do what I needed to do every single day.
I want to tell all the men listening, if you have a wife, tell your wife you love her and you appreciate her. You stop her, you look her in the face, and you tell her, thank you for all you do. I appreciate you. She will never get tired of hearing that. And if she says she does, she's lying. You say it again. But I think
kill her with kindness. What about your girlfriend? You can't say it to your girlfriends?
You say it to your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever you got, man. You say whatever you got. But people just want to know that they're appreciated. You and I have been married for 9 years. We've been married for 8, together for 9. And we both have gone through bouts where we felt unappreciated. And when one of us stops to tell the other one, it makes a huge difference in how you feel. You say, okay, this person here sees me fighting a good fight. They love me. Because sometime in the thick of things, children or not, everybody feels like, nobody wants to feel like they're being taken advantage of. You know,
I also think we live in a society of, you know, people saying, this is what I'm saying, this is what I'm, but saying one thing and doing another.
Right.
So
right.
Letting your actions, just being you and you living from a grateful, thankful place.
Right.
And show other people to, you know, it's not, sometimes it's not the doing anything other than just being a light or being an example,
right,
to other people.
Yeah, because people, what they say about children, children will follow what you do, not what you say.
Right.
You know. So, another thing you may want to consider, okay, we're going to jump into the 21st century. Big thing is social media. One of the big things that I notice when I get on Facebook or if I'm on Twitter or wherever, I notice that people love to use it as a platform to say how unhappy they are. Oh, I got to go to work. Oh, my neighbor's music is too loud. Hey, if this guy that lives above me flushes his toilet one more time at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's going down. Okay, let's do something. Seriously, let's do something and use social media to pay compliments. Hey, to the lady that ran the red light and almost hit me but stopped to say I'm sorry, hey, God bless her. Whatever. It can be anything. But let's put more positive stuff out on social media rather than negative stuff.
You know what else I just thought of? It's kind of like this radio show. and the Transformation Talk Radio Network as a whole. It's really about bringing light and love and being into the world.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Not talk. I mean, you turn on the TV and I don't ever watch the news.
No,
really,
she doesn't.
Ever, other than maybe to see what's going on in the weather. So I'm very much behind sometimes in the happenings. But I do that for a reason, because I feel like I'm so bombarded with negative information that it makes me not have a nice day. So when I choose to, you know, participate in the network, and we have this show, we want to just bring the message of happiness and being grateful for what you have, and a message of positivity for everyone. There's so much bad news out there. We don't need any more of that. And same, and that's why to me it resonated with the social media.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear about you know you ran out of toilet paper and you're having a horrible day. And
or
so,
how you want to piss and moan about your ex-girlfriend and yelling. That's irrelevant. You bless these people. You bless your situation, and you keep it moving and share good things. Hey, my son started walking today. Hey, my wife and I rode horses today for the first time or whatever. Or, hey, you know, I went to the record store and found, like, the very first, you know, edition of Grandmaster Flash's album. Something like that. Something awesome, you know.
It's like seeing the magic in the world. Even
yeah.
The little things that may not, you know, like, oh, I was so happy today. I went and had my favorite cup of coffee at my favorite coffee place. And it was just great to have a nice cup of coffee first thing in the morning. That kind of thing. And it's just the simple things sometimes. You know, I'm really grateful for just today. I'm really just grateful to be right here in this moment with my husband and with all of you. And on that note, we're going to take a break. We'd like to give you our contact information to all of our listeners. You can reach Sean and Jen at www.soulpathinsights.com. We're also on Facebook. Just type in Soul Path Insights with an S. You're listening to The Sean and Jen Show. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye. Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride, and the walls have grown sturdy and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside. Nobody living inside. Gonna pull in the shutters on this heart of mine, roll up the carpets and pull in the blinds, and retreat to the chambers that I left behind, in hopes there still may be love.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hey, this is Sean. Welcome back to the Sean and Jen Show.
For all our listeners, Jen and I, or Sean and I, can be reached at SoulPath Insights at SoulPathInsights.com. And to recap kind of where what we've been talking about today is giving thanks, the art of giving thanks.
That's right.
The five stages of how do you arrive to being truly thankful? How do you feel it in your body and your soul and your spirit?
Let's share those five stages one more time. Stage one.
Anger.
Stage two.
Revenge.
Stage three.
The mourning process.
Stage four.
Gratitude.
And the final stage, which is stage five. Thankfulness.
Thankfulness.
That's right.
We want to kind of talk about, before we move on and kind of recap or actually wrap up the show today, I want to talk to you about some upcoming SPI, Soul Path Insights events. Next event is going to be on Friday, November 30th, Vast Wellness Center here in Aurora. I'm going to be hosting a gallery reading night.
Oh, that's, you do not want to miss that.
Come out and I'll do group readings. Everyone gets to ask me two questions and it'll be fun. Typically, a gallery reading, spirit will come through, spirit guides, crossed over loved ones, messages, and it'll be fun. So if you're in the area, let us know, and you're more than welcome to join us. So Sean and I are also available for speaking events and workshops. And keep in mind, Sean, talk about December 11th Productions.
Well, it's a film and video production company that I have that will service all your radio, film, and video needs. And you can check out my site at www.1211productions.com. That's www.1211productions.com.
Awesome.
Tip of the week next. My favorite part.
Tip of the week. This actually isn't my tip. This is from a gentleman by the name of Robert Russ.
Roots.
Roots.
Yeah, Roots? It's actually Robert Roots.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually, I'm a huge, huge Les Brown fan. And in the audiobook, Step Into Your Greatness, Les Brown uses this quote, which really resonated with me, and I want to share it with all of you. It's not what you have, it's not what you don't have, but what you think you need that keeps you from being successful. And that's from Robert Roots, who has the book, The Success Principles of the Three Little Pigs.
The Success Principles of the Three Little Pigs. So
right.
It's not what you don't have. It's what you think you need that keeps you from being successful. That's good.
In other words, whatever you want to do, you already have the tools to do it. This was something I had to learn through the years.
The tools within you.
Exactly. The tools within you. That's the show. That's a show.
I think you also have within you the ability to really be thankful. Thankful for your life, thankful for what you have, mm-hmm. and even thankful, being thankful and saying thank you to the universe. Thank you for what you don't have. Thank you for removing that situation, person, addiction, whatever it is, out of my life.
So don't
that
be afraid. Right.
To be the person that I'm really meant to be. I think a lot of people, and myself and much included, is that anytime we have what we would consider a negative experience, we go, well, I don't want to have any of those experiences anymore.
Wait, you know what? You just hit on something. And Les Brown talked about this. When most people go through a negative experience, they identify themselves with that negative experience and they don't move on. And they stay stuck in the first three stages. They're either angry for a really long time or they feel vengeful and they want to pay back the person that crapped on them or the situation that crapped on them. So they're mean toward everybody. Or mourning of a loss. They've gone through the first two stages, but they just can't seem to just pick it up and say, man, I know I'm better than this. I have to do better. You understand? We identify ourselves with failure, and that's something society has to stop doing.
Yeah.
You know, falling, you fall so that you can get up. But the thing is, you got to keep getting up.
I also think it's not identifying something as bad or good. It's more of everything is an experience, and what we construe sometimes as a negative experience actually is the biggest teacher. It's the biggest lesson
right.
that we're supposed to learn. And maybe if we look at it as, I'm thankful that I experienced that because I wouldn't be where I am now. It's kind of like when we were, one of the things I'm so thankful for this year is that Sean and I purchased our own home.
Yes.
So it took us a while. We saw probably 100 houses.
She's not lying. We saw over 100 houses.
Do you like how he just keeps cutting me off, y'all? He just keeps cutting me off. Anyways, we put a bid in on a house, and we were so excited, and some things happened, and the person decided, for whatever reason, it wasn't the right thing. We were extremely disappointed. And a girlfriend of mine said to me, the best thing you can do is thank the universe that that happened and that your house is still out here. And probably less than 7 days later, we found this wonderful house. It had just gone on the market. There was no pictures, no nothing. Sean actually came here first. I came here second. And it was like Spirit said to me, welcome home. And it was actually the house I'd seen in my mind's eye, the backyard, the burnt orange wall that I kept talking about, that I was like searching high and low for. So it's one of those things where it says, okay, I was angry. I was upset with the woman. I mourned thinking that other house was a house. And then boom, when the minute I said, you know what? Thank you, universe. That's clearly not our house. This house came into our awareness. So sometimes I think when you let go and you say, I'm thankful for what I have. And I think things will then start appearing or showing up in your life. And you know, you can talk. It doesn't mean that you can't talk. Sean?
I'm here. But she's right. She's right. That's exactly how it happened. Had we held on to what we thought we were supposed to have, we wouldn't have found this beautiful piece of land.
And I think that in closing, I just want to say a couple things that I'm thankful for, and that is, well, three things. I'm thankful, again, that we were able to be in our home for the holidays, in our new home. I'm thankful for, of course, my babies and my boys. I'm thankful for my husband. And I'm really thankful just to be in this life and to have these experiences. And that's it. Sean, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my loving, supportive wife, my two beautiful, healthy boys, our healthy parents, and a support group that we've had around us, and the people that continue to uplift us and send us their love and light and blessings. So with that being said, we want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Sean and Jen Show this week. We want to wish you all a really safe, happy Thanksgiving, and truly be thankful after this discussion we had together today. please join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. And next week on the Sean and Jen Show, we'll have guests Deb and Paul Reese all the way from the U.K. to discuss their book, We Are All Born Mediums. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be a doozy. Have a great week. We'll all see you back here next time.
You've been listening to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.